how it affects the course of civilization. Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Dylan. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
The First World War was a turning point in history, because it irrevocably changed the course of human history, not only in Europe, but also in the United States and the rest of the world. The war has led to massive loss of life, the destruction of millions of lives and devastating effects on society as a whole. One can debate whether these post-war developments are a continuation of war, government time systems, or whether they were already evident in pre-war Europe and were largely a response to the problems of a ravaged Europe. In assessing the long-term impact of World War I on the course of human history, the ability to distinguish between short and long-term developments is permeated by the question of which problems can and cannot be considered as a consequence of war. A major problem is the inability to distinguish between the short-term effects of World War I and the Cold War that followed so quickly. During the war, war fosters culturally specific systems of knowledge and value that create strong significance. World War II is often credited with leading America out of the Great Depression, and in some cases war stimulates a country's economy. But in most cases, violent conflicts are used as a means of war, and wars only serve to damage the economies of the countries involved. The characteristics of warfare are evident in the rise of the definition of war during the Cold War and post-war period, and in recent decades. Instead of the effects of war, it can be argued that the growth of the state is the dominant feature of European society, driven by social tensions arising from industrialization and urbanization. Beyond the impact of wars on industrial growth, economic historians agree that the war had profound effects on the South. War, or at least the threat of attack, may also have played a role in the development of the city, the state. So we see how war can change the way people can organize themselves, but also the nature of war itself. If we can apply the idea of war to the form of genocide in conflict with crucial differences, we can also explore ways in which certain forms of warfare have helped to create the possibility of genocide in different periods of time. Archaeology, complemented by observations of contemporary hunter-gatherer cultures, has enabled us to identify the social circumstances that led to the emergence and intensification of warfare. Until recently, the lack of quantitative data on the effects of war on social and political behavior prevented researchers from systematically investigating the legacy of war on this socio-political behavior. However, the war has been quantitatively analyzed in recent years with detailed data from archaeological sites in the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. The impact of war on society has become an important field of research, and much of this work focuses on the effects of war on social and political behavior, as well as on political and economic development. Ignoring the importance of war as a determinant of historical development, for better or for worse, would be to argue that only long-term structural changes are important, that is, that war is not an aberration but a recurring feature of human history, and that wars, like all great individuals, are a product of their age and affect human development. It is important to understand the complexity of war, including its effects on social and political behavior, as well as on political and economic development. As Arthur Marwick argued, war can bring about enormous social change in a short period of time. This is because total war has far-reaching effects that go far beyond the immediate effects of a single war, as in the case of World War II, or even the war between the United States and Russia. Thucydides' History of the Peloponnesian War is a book that anyone who wants to understand the influence of war must read. It is not clear whether the section on limiting the cause and conduct of wars should include a discussion on whether religion facilitates war or not. While various religions and just theories of war have actually prevented war, the historical record provides evidence of cases in which the rulers of countries have refrained from fighting for morality for prudent or utilitarian reasons. In this context, this paper describes the possible long-term effects that a military conflict can have. This article will analyze Thucydides' judgment on the nature of war by examining how the
Peloponnesian War was shaped by alliances, competing perceptions, and geopolitics. We will use the historical record of the war between Greece and its aftermath to discuss the role of religion in changing the course of human nature and its influence on war and war politics. His writings are based on the idea that the nature of war is linked to human nature, which in turn shapes the strategic military culture that manifests itself in the struggle for political goals. This is all for today, guys. My name is Dylan and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks. Bye-bye.